The former finance controller for a Canton manufacturer faces 3 to 4.5 years in prison. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni issued the sentence to 47-year-old Patricia Stid of Green. She pleaded guilty earlier this month to charges of aggravated theft, telecommunications fraud, and tampering with records. Stid stole $414,000 from PJ Fabricating between January 2022 and February of this year. She was ordered to pay restitution. Stid was given credit for 5 days in jail. 4.5 to 6.5 years in prison is the sentence handed down to a Canton man for involvement in a child abuse case. 24-year-old Austin Montgomery pleaded guilty Wednesday to 4 counts of endangering children in Stark County Common Pleas Court and was sentenced by Judge Krissa Hartnett. Canton police said his 4-year-old stepdaughter was taken to Mercy Hospital, then to Akron Children's with multiple bruises May 1st. She also was severely underweight. The mother, 26-year-old Brittany Morris of Canton, pleaded guilty earlier this month to the same charges. Court records state she has a history of ignoring child abuse in her home. Morris was sentenced to 3 years behind bars. Jackson Township Police are investigating after someone stole 4 vehicles from a dealership overnight. Officers responded to an alarm at Jeff's Motor Cars in the 5700 block of Dressler Road Northwest around 3 a.m. Police say a vehicle had been used to drive through a showroom window. Officers cleared the building without finding any suspects inside. The vehicles taken included a BMW 760, BMW M2, BMW X5, and an Audi S4. One of the cars has been recovered. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call Jackson Township Police Detectives at 330-830-6264. Brewster fire officials say no one was injured when a vehicle was stuck in floodwaters Thursday night. Around 6:30, firefighters were called to an overpass bridge at South Wabash Avenue, where they rescued 2 people and a dog trapped in a car. The vehicle had stalled after the driver attempted to drive it through high water. The roadway had been closed due to flooding. It reopened about 2 hours after the incident. Life in prison without the possibility of parole. That's the sentence issued to 35-year-old Elvin Tisdale for a murder in East Liverpool. The Newell, West Virginia man was found guilty today of aggravated murder, and having weapons under disability. Jurors in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court deliberated for about 3 hours before handing down their verdict. Tisdale was sentenced by Judge Megan Bickerton. The charges stemmed from the shooting death of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas of East Liverpool. 25-year-old Alan Tisdale of Lisbon is scheduled for sentencing July 21st. He pleaded guilty last month to involuntary manslaughter and complicity for a weapons charge. The city of Salem is appealing a recent court ruling that upheld the denial of a proposed annexation of property in Perry Township. The filing was made Tuesday with the 7th District Court. Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton ruled earlier this month that the property on Beechwood Road was not contiguous to the city. Her decision affirmed the county commissioner's rejection of the annexation last year. The dispute between the city and township began in April 2023. Sean and Lori Butcher were notified by Salem that they had to seek annexation or have water and sewer service shut off due to a deed restriction requiring they annex should their land become contiguous with the city. Salem City Council agreed to the appeal June 12th. A Mahoning County judge has issued punishment to a man and woman for their roles in a break-in in Sebring. On Thursday, Judge Joe Schiavone sentenced 26-year-old Austin Marshall of Canton to 180 days in jail. All but 10 were suspended. Marshall also was sentenced to 1 year of probation. He pleaded guilty to a reduced count of theft. 21-year-old Desiree Souter of Sebring was sentenced to 270 days in jail, all of which was suspended. She also was given 2 years probation. Souter pleaded guilty Thursday to reduced counts of criminal damaging and attempted aggravated drug possession. On June 6, caretakers of an Oregon Avenue home told a passing officer there were 2 people inside. Police found Souter, who said she and Marshall were there to steal copper. He had fled but was later arrested. 2 new lawsuits have been filed in connection with a June 2023 crash that killed a woman in Coitsville Township. The suits filed this week in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court name Gloria Dothard. She was charged with failure to yield, but pleaded guilty in August 2023 to a reduced count of having a broken taillight. Patricia Haggerty was seriously injured in the wreck, which occurred during the Teddy Fultz Memorial Poker Run. She died after Dothard's conviction. The suits were filed by 2 motorcyclists who participated in the event and were injured in the crash. One of them is Haggerty's husband. Both are seeking damages in excess of $25,000. Harold Haggerty and Dothard were also named in a suit filed by another participant last month. Arraignment is scheduled July 7th for a Guatemalan national being held in the Mahoning County Jail. 42-year-old Francisco Gonzalez-Lopez faces a federal charge of illegal re-entry into the U.S. The Mahoning County Jail has a contract with the Department of Homeland Security to hold illegal immigrants. Gonzalez-Lopez was deported in November 2017. He had been ordered removed by an immigration judge in March 2010. Gonzalez-Lopez allegedly re-entered the U.S. in October 2022. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.